Hello and welcome to this episode of That's What She Said. Little Kitty is stepping on my notes, so we're just going to have to wing it while I tell you what's going on right now. First, I have been in Sweden and California, and I'm heading to Canada next week, and then I'm in California again. And if that sounds glamorous, that's because you've clearly never done those four trips back to back to back to back. I'm so mad at myself, and part of the reason that I don't outsource my calendar is that I don't have anyone to blame but myself, because if someone else had put me through this, I would be all the angry at them, and because it's me, I'm just angry at myself, and not so much angry as, like, dude, you know better than that, like, dude, the inner, like, surfer dude, man, like, you know better than this. And yet I don't do better than this sometimes, because I really wanted to go to Sweden, and I really wanted to do Steer Your Ship, and I really wanted to speak in Canada, and, like, it's just, the timing of it is such that by the time I roll home in December, I'm going to stay there and be happy about it for 6 to 8 weeks, instead of being like, man, I'm stuck here in the winter. I'm going to be like, yes, give me my bed, give me waking up to Bear, give me going to sleep with Bear, give me not getting on a plane. You can hear, like, the vague fighting something in my voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me not that. So I wanted to share this with you. I don't know that I've shared it before. I may have, and you can choose to be upset or forgive me or just be like, it's exactly what I need to hear right now, and so it's probably exactly what you need to hear right now. So I'm just going to read you one of my favorite poem / essay / I don't know what it is. It's called Note to Self. Right before I do that, officially Black Friday, which is United States centric, so it's the last Friday of November, is going to be massive things happening. There's going to be some new stuff coming out. There's going to be a new Brave workshop, so far as I know at this point, that's in the works. So unless something goes catastrophically wrong, there will be 10 seats to a Brave workshop. There will be a massive sale on everything that I currently have on offer in terms of books and classes. And there may be a surprise or two, just because I can. So put that shit on your calendar. And not because you actually care that it's Black Friday, just because it's as good a day as any to release some stuff, right? Like, and it gives me weeks. To be honest, I'm just bargaining for weeks at this point. And I think that's all. I think that's it. So this is called Note to Self. And so if you're like, this is really judgy, Kristen, this is really judgy. And it, this is a letter to me. And you can listen in and you can remember that if I was really good at this, I would not be writing this particular letter to myself. Right? So don't feel judged, feel loved, and let this be a reminder, and I will hopefully have a glorious full-length 15 to 20 minutes of just so much wisdom that you can't even handle it coming at you next week. But this week, in the busy season, and as things pick up in the Northern Hemisphere, this is exactly what I need right now. So note to self. You do not have to earn your keep by cleaning the house and making the meals and penning witty emails to keep everyone entertained while feeding yourself a steady diet of shitty television. You do not have to earn your keep. You do not have to earn your keep. You do not have to earn your keep. The gift is the breath, is being alive, is standing at the shores of yourself and plunging further in than ever before. It's not dramatic at first glance, but it is a matter of life and death. You're alive, so act like it. Watch the dogs and roll around with them. Follow small children and let them teach you. Gather treasures while you move through the streets. Leave them behind for others to find. Put down your striving and your need to be always, always working harder. Put down your productivity. Stop holding your special nature up as a reason for avoiding connection. Stop being afraid. People can hurt you, of course, but they're also the only ones who can love you to life. You cannot survive without them. You've tried. Stop breathing from your chest. Sink in. Let the oxygen run deep and wild within you. Let the whole of your swift, soft body move each day, and let that delight be something you refuse to track or monitor for the sake of progress. In fact, stop thinking of all this living as progress. This moment simply is. There is no mountain worth climbing if you refuse to pay attention during the ascent. There is no meadow worth lying in if you count time spent there against your life's value and achievements. Rest and relax and laugh, and then let the work you do be a manifestation of who you are. Let it sink softly to the bottom of the lake, knowing it will transform into something much more interesting in the dark, unknowable night. Wherever you are and whatever you're doing, and to whatever extent you believe that your value as a human and as a being alive on this earth comes from earning your keep, I hope you can pause for a minute and just embrace the fact that you're breathing, therefore you have value. It applies to you, everyone around you, all of us. And I hope this one sinks in and you take a minute. As always, I am available, k@kristenkelp.com. And I'm gonna go give a speech right after I do a bunch of other stuff. And I'm going to try to keep this in mind while I do it. As always, thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next week.